Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
From the Democracy Hub demonstrations, the Ghana Police Service says it will put 42 of the arrested Stop Galamsey protesters before court to face justice, revealing that it has so far detained them. The arrest followed a scuffle between the protesters and the police. Attempts by the demonstrators to proceed with day two of their protest at the 37 roundabout was thwarted by the police. Maxwell Agbagba has more from day two of the protest.
We're just having our placards.
I said, talk to them.
Sure.
Will you talk?
We're just peacefully carrying the placards just around the perimeter.
Personnel of the Ghana Police Service want to tow the truck owned by the protesters. Earlier, a scuffle broke out. It's beginning to get chaotic now. Personnel of the Ghana Police Service trying to arrest one of the protesters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 police officers trying to drag one of the protesters away. His colleagues will join. Police trying to take this demonstrator away. His friends resisting the attempt to take him away. Now he's down on the floor with some of the policemen. It's a big struggle.
Ah! Stop doing Galamsey. Just stop Galamsey.
Hey! You guys are joking.
Stop doing Galamsey. Just stop Galamsey for us. We want our mother Ghana back. We want our mother Ghana back. Oh.
We therefore urge them to once again consider the 7 locations that police had proposed to them, and that today we would not allow any impediments within the area of the 37 intersection. We will ensure that there will be free flow of traffic.
And in that report by Maxwell is Director of Public Affairs, ACP Grace Ansah Akrofi. And thankfully, Maxwell joins me in studio this morning with a statement from the police. Maxwell, you must be tired, but well, do we know the arrangement for this court process?
Well, extract of the statement released by police says all the 42 suspects, including some of the leaders of the group, are in police custody and will be put before the court to face justice. The police says it is on a manhunt to get the rest of the perpetrators, including Oliver Bakavoma, one of the leaders of the group. They want to get him arrested to face justice. That's according to the statement from the police.
Indeed. Well, organizers of the demonstration have described the actions of the police as a blatant violation of human rights.
Yes, Democracy Hub is accusing police of, one, denying those arrested access to legal representation and also refusal to provide information on detainee locations. They are also accusing the police of refusing all attempts to provide arrested protesters with water, food, female hygiene products, and basic toiletries. In their statement, they conclude by condemning what they say is a blatant human rights violations by the Ghana Police Service and demand that they respect the rights of every individual in their custody. And they want to urge all concerned citizens, civil society organizations, and international community to join in demanding justice, transparency, and humane treatment for all the protesters.
Well, it's a 3-day protest. And with all these happening, are they coming back today?
They have vowed to return today.
All right. Thank you, Maxwell. Now, mistrust for the very institutions meant to protect our democracy is posing a great threat to the upcoming presidential and parliamentary elections. That's the alarming new data from the West African Network for Peace Building, WANEP, which reveals deep-seated doubt about the Electoral Commission and the police. Speaking at the Joint News National Dialogue on Peace Beyond Elections 2024, Regional Coordinator for Research and Capacity Building at WANEP, Dr. Festus Albin, shed light on the early warning data.
This is also due to some of the historical factors and also some of the actions and inactions of the Electoral Commission, which has more or less endangered that kind of mistrust from the political actors within the electoral process. Part of it is the appointment that happened after the 2016 elections. Right. Also some of the issues around voter register and all that.
Meanwhile, the Peace Council says it is hopeful of resolving the impasse between the EC and the NDC regarding the credibility of the voters' register. Chairman of the Council, Reverend Dr. Ernest Edujenfi, is confident of finding a common ground through by next week.
We have some positive outcome. We have engaged the EC, we've engaged the NDC. We are hopeful that an agreeable method will be acceptable in the nearest future. Probably today, tomorrow, or the day after. For us to move on. We are working a lot behind the scenes. We intend to come out latest by Monday, looking at the variables. We think that we are on course. Our leaders, I believe, they have good intentions for our country. What we need to do is also to create the environment for them to help.
And those are us for our National Dialogue Series on Peace Beyond Election 2024. Now, government is emphatic it will not approve the sale of the Newmont Achim mine if the new investors do not have a strong local participation. The Chief Operating Officer of Newmont Corporation, Karen Ovelman, announced last week that the process to sell its mine is at an advanced stage. But speaking to Joy News, the Chief Executive Officer of the Minerals Commission, Martin Aisi, says the local content condition must be met before the sale goes through.
One of the cardinal policies of this government is to indigenize the sector. That is not to say we are throwing away foreigners or we don't want foreign investment. Any sale or anybody who acquired the mine, we will not approve, or government will not approve it, unless it has a strong local participation. So that caveat is already out there, that whoever, we don't care who you sell to, but as government that has to approve it finally. This is what we want. We want some strong local participation. So when we get there, we'll cross that bridge.
Well, Ghana is observing a national holiday today in honor of First President Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Flag bearer of the NDC, John Dramani Mahama, has reaffirmed his commitment to restoring Dr. Nkrumah's legacy in its rightful place in history. Speaking as the special guest at the Journey to Nkrumah Nkrumah Fest 2024, Mr. Mahama emphasized the need to correct distortions in Ghana's history and honor Kwame Nkrumah's legacy.
History cannot be revised. No matter how you fill our children's textbooks with different versions of your history, Founders Day must be a day that recognizes Nkrumah, the leader who delivered independence to Ghana and whose vision was continental in scope. The next NDC government will seek to remove the distortions in our history and restore Kwame Nkrumah to his rightful place in the history of Ghana.
Well, the chief of Nkrofo, Nana Kwesi Kutia, is unhappy the town, which serves as the birthplace of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, lacks basic social amenities.
I was asking myself, is Nzima really part of Ghana? Now, this is a district which possessed our oil. But the road network linking Samene to Hafasni is in a deplorable state. Nzima deserves better. We deserve better. We need good roads. We need hospitals.
And here, Chief of Nkrofo, Nana Kwesi Kutia, bringing us to the end of this morning's bulletin. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. And up next is Business on the Super Morning Show.